This is KVNF's Jody Peterson with some news updates. On Tuesday, Montrose City Councilors approved several initiatives to aid small businesses that have suffered economic hardship as a result of COVID-19. The measures include deferring sales tax remittance from small businesses for 3 months, providing zero-interest loans to small businesses, and using funds budgeted for promoting tourism to instead help local businesses advertise. And there's another resource for local businesses, a new Facebook page, Delta Montrose County COVID Business Support Group. It's run by representatives of Delta and Mesa County, local chambers of commerce, and other stakeholders. The Delta Montrose County COVID Business Support Group on Facebook features weekly support calls to discuss business needs, share resources, provide updates from public entities, including the school district, hospitals, and counties, and more. The Delta drive-through donation day was canceled. However, people are still encouraged to drop off needed items at the Delta Fire Department or in Hotchkiss at Gamble's Ace Hardware, provided they can do so under the governor's order and while maintaining social distancing. Needed are donations of baby formula, N95 face masks, nitrile and vinyl gloves, safety goggles or glasses, bleach, isopropyl alcohol, hydrogen peroxide, new or used clean face shields, Tyvek painter coveralls, disinfectant, hand sanitizer, shoe covers, and surgical gowns. The organizers of the donation drive hope that automotive shops, dentist offices, construction companies, and similar businesses will donate any excess items they might have. Coronavirus has also caused an increase in clients needing items from local food pantries from San Miguel County to Mesa County. While donations of non-perishable food are still needed, food pantries are also collecting items like household cleaning supplies, gloves, dish soap, toilet paper, paper towels, disinfectant, masks, and personal hygiene products. This week, 43 members of the Colorado General Assembly, along with 65 other elected officials from across the state, formally wrote to President Trump, urging him to expand production of critical medical supplies in response to the COVID-19 epidemic. Their letter, in part, read, quote, "We write to urge you to immediately exercise your authority under the Defense Production Act to expand national production of much-needed medical supplies, including masks, ventilators, and respirators." This is KVNF News.